Yeah, baby. All right. God damn it.
Tell me, what is my life?
What I know. See, if I'm sitting there like that, watch what happens. See, look at that. I'm off kilter, man. So I talked to some smart guys today. Very smart. I talked to some smart guys today. Guys would know about studios, and they know about audio and shit. And we are going to be... there's a very big year for us. Very big 6 months or so. 8 months. 10 months. We've got a new website coming your way, all you BSPs. A new website coming your way. Brand spanking new features that I can't even enumerate right here. But and same price, you know, it's not going to be, we're not charging you. If we do charge more, it will be to new members. So I wonder if there's any people that we have as subscribers who are still grandfathered in at the old $6.95 a month price. Are there? Any of you guys left? You know, they say you turn over your audience every 2 years, but I don't know that that's the truth. I don't know if that applies to something like a subscription service. I don't know. You see how it says Snapchat Phil Hendry? Am I doing that address right? Is there a better way for me to tell you guys what my Snapchat address is? I don't know. All of these things are questions I have. Oh, God. I'm so fucking tired of politics, aren't you? Aye. Fucking tired of it. You feel like if you don't pay attention, though, you're not being a good citizen, right? You feel like, oh, shit. If I say, oh, God, you know, I'm so sick and tired of all this fucking bullshit. You think, well, that's the way people think, and then they lose track of what's happening in their country, and they don't, you know, pay attention, then you're like a douchebag, you know, right? Do you feel that? That's how I feel, anyway. So I'm always in a state of guilt about it, you know. I'm guilty if I'm either guilty or I'm irritated. I'm irritated beyond words because I'm talking about this shit, and then I feel guilty because I'm not talking about it. And then, believe me when I tell you, it hasn't earned me any fucking friends. None. It's very interesting, man. It's very, very interesting. Like, for instance, Twitter. I'll gain like 100 followers, and then I'll lose 75 of them. Or I'll lose 75. So it's like I'm, you know, with all these, you know, people will like me for something funny I said, and then I'll weigh in on some shit having to do with politics, and they just don't want to have anything to do with me. So I'm wearing a sweatshirt today that was not intended for you to, it was no big thing, but I just thought I'd tell you I'm wearing a sweatshirt today. I thought I would tell you I'm wearing a sweatshirt today. What I feel.
Oh, I love this song. What I feel. Do-do.
That was my mom. You guys wonder where Margaret comes from? That was my mother. I'm telling you. My mom would just, oh, I love this. Do-do-do-do-do. You know, she wouldn't even know the words. She'd just go into some, I'm telling you, I grew up with crazy people, man. And my dad. This was my dad. He would just be happy, and he would be singing, but it wasn't any song. He would just, it was something, just a kind of like, my father would create a happy song. Yeah, baby, I love the way you talk to me. You're the most beautiful thing. Okay, kids, you know, in between, he'll be saying something like, all right, kids, do you want to, what do you want for a hamburger? Okay, yeah, baby, life is good. You know, that was how he did it. So, at their very best, my parents were good people, I got to tell you. They were good people. They were happy. You know, they were fun to be with. At their worst, they were the worst. Maybe not the worst of the worst, but they were bad enough, man. I mean, how bad, you know, how bad do you want it to be? But it's too bad, too. You know, I think that life is like that for most people. I think that it's, to my way of thinking, life is enhancing as much as you possibly can those really constructive, good, and I don't mean good morally, I mean good for you, man, you know, good for you, but I mean good as in it makes you feel good, and it's something that you do well, and you're at your best, people are drawn to you, people love you, you know, because you're lovable, let's say. But even that isn't the most important thing. But you love yourself, you know, you're proud of yourself, is a good way of putting it. It's to enhance that and to minimize those moments when we're not anywhere near any of that, when we're at our most self-destructive and our angriest and our without any reason. I got no problem with anger if it's directed, and anger's good when you need it. It's like any of our emotions, you know. Jung, the great psychoanalyst, said that there is a part of us called the shadow. Carl Jung called it the shadow. There are a lot of different aspects to us that Jung and others identified, aspects in our minds. There's the watcher. There's a part of us that steps away from ourselves and watches what we do. All of these, what we now know as archetypes. But anyway, one of them is the shadow. And the shadow is dark. And the shadow is a destructive place. It's a place that is dangerous in our minds. But like anything in life, it also has its positive aspects. The shadow is what gives us our aggression. It gives us our focus. It gives us our determination. It gives us our bravery in many ways, our reckless, you know, disregard for our own well-being to help others. So it's a very powerful place, you know. So I'm not saying get rid of everything that's, quote, get rid of all the bad shit. I'm saying that's why people always say you gotta turn that fucking energy around and turn it into something good, you know. Turn it into something that you can use. I can be pissed off all the live long fucking day, right? But unless I can do something with that, then I'm just pissed off. Now, who the fuck wants that? You know, and it's one of those lessons that I'm learning very slowly, but very surely. And that's why the last 10 years of my life, since I left Premiere and I left my show and I separated from my wife and I just, you know, went into a dark tunnel of self-discovery. And I say it was dark because it was angry and hostile, and there were times when I didn't know that I was going to survive it. You know, I didn't know I was going to survive it. And during that period, I threw away a lot of people that maybe I shouldn't have. I also threw away a lot of people that I should have. I got, for the first time in my life, I kind of saw people more clearly. But, you know, I can tell you, there's a lot of shit that I've done that I never would have been. And I would never have said to you, sure, that's Phil Hendry, he can do that. Pfft, no way. You know. All right. Excuse me for yawning. I admit to yawn. I gotta go here. I'm supposed to FaceTime with Lauren at 9. And by FaceTime, I mean the phone. You dirty, filthy. No.
No.
What I feel. I can't say. Do-do.
Time. Tell me what is without your love. Who am I?
Our homepage is going to be, I can give you guys a tip, or I can give you a little inside scoop on, first of all, the homepage is going to be blue. We're going to have a lot of blue, and that's for me, because this is not any longer, I don't think, the Phil Hendry Show. I think we do it from the El Pacifico, yeah, and this is more talk radio-y, nighttime-y, and we're not a nighttime radio show anymore. We are a all-day-long podcast. Did we have a chat last week? Yeah, we did. Yeah. Anyway. So We're also going to have more animation. And what I mean by animation is very simply this. It's not really animation, but as you move the mouse, as the cursor goes over certain things, see, if it went over this head here, the head would enlarge and, you know, you'd get a graphic there. That's what we're going to do with characters. And a lot of the splash pages are going to be far more descriptive. There's going to be a whole lot of big arrows. I'm not literally, but in the sense that it'll be easy to navigate. A lot of things say, go here, now go there. You know, going to do that and do it right. The other thing we're going to do is, as I said, make the entry point for the archives, if you want it to be, if you're really familiar with the archives, you go right to it, but make the entry point a place where you're entering the archives by way of Margaret or by way of Steve Bozell or by way of Jay Sanos or by way of any of these other characters that are fairly prominent, and you get down deeper into the archive there through Jay, and through Jay, then you go into the larger archive. So it's kind of like levels that you're going into. The other thing we're going to do is have a streaming radio station for our subscribers, for you guys, but also for people that are just popping by. It will be a radio station that you'll be able to hear shows on. You can't really request anything. It's whatever we program there. And it's a marketing tool, obviously. But it's also kind of a fun thing to have to be able to access. And that player will be embedded in our homepage. It'll be embedded in the homepage, along with today's podcast, which is right there. Or today's show, or whatever you want to call it. You know. It's a really good question whether we want to raise the subscription price or not. Again, if we do, it's not going to affect you. It will not affect our current subscribers. You will be at the current rate as you were the last time we raised the price. And the last time we raised the price on a subscription to our website was like almost 6 years ago. I think wasn't it 2011, 2010, something like that, or 2011? No, I'll know what it was. It was 2009, maybe. 2009, I think. Because I remember I was on a phone call. We were having a meeting, and I was standing talking into my phone at a CVS pharmacy up somewhere in the foothills up here of Ventura, and I was waiting to pick up a prescription, and I was also on this conference call that we were having. And I can't remember what I think it might have been 2009, 2010. That was the first time we changed the price of the subscription since 1999. So that was 11 years. This will be six. But I don't know. We may or may not. We may or may not. I'm not really all that intent on raising the price. My thing is getting more people, because I think it's more sound business than jacking the price on people in the instance of some, and I'm not saying we would do this, but you know, there's some companies that in order to fatten the bottom line, in order to fatten the profit sheet to interest stockholders, for instance, they fire people. And that's not an attractive investment for me. I think any company that has to show financial health by way of letting people go, I don't think that doesn't tell me that they're a healthy company at all. It doesn't tell me they created anything. It doesn't tell me that they sold anything, that they enticed and they drew people to their business because they have a product that, you know, people are drawn to and want to buy. That tells me that none of that's involved in that. That tells me that they've got too many salaries they're paying. They're making some kind of a mistake that they have to correct. And I don't want that, man. You know, and so I would rather Say, well, we're making more money. Why is that? Because we jacked the price of our subscription. Some people may say, well, that's not bad in concert with bringing in more subscribers. And maybe. But I would just rather bring in more subscribers. You know? And I think that a goal, you know, I've got my ideas as to what a good goal is. And I can tell you this right now. And there's a lot of subscription-based broadcast podcast shows, you know. Like Us is, Bubba the Love Sponge, there's a bunch. You know, they don't have as many subscribers as they say they do. I know. I've been in this business since 1999. And I know what the outside... Well, I don't really know what the outside is, but I can tell you what a healthy monthly number is. And what that comes down to in terms of the price of a subscription. So some of these guys are full of shit. But I understand they say that to interest possible sponsors. You know, a lot of them are... You'll notice on our page, we have no fucking ads. And that's for a reason. Okay? The day we put ads there, and I'm not saying that we won't, but the day that we put fucking ads there is the day that we have... decided that we, you know, that we have control over how that ad's going to look in concert with the page itself. What kind of sponsor is it? I mean, we've had people ask if they could put banners up. The closest thing to a banner ad that we've ever had is the Amazon, you know, which is kind of standard. Amazon has a deal whereby you get a piece of any, you get a piece of the business they get through your website, through your portal. All right. I'm talking way fucking too much. Oh, my God. What
does that say? 16.
Okay. Beauty.
Is that sound effects?
That's from the old Milwaukee Lion days.
I came to know Tony as very smart and capable.
Get out of here. Remember Tony Snow? What happened to him?
What is my life without your love?
Well, thanks a lot, Phil. Right now, today, and today only, we have zucchini in the 5-pack. Today and today only, Phil, we have zucchini in the 5-pack.
What does that mean, the 5-pack?
Well, if you're going to start bothering me about this shit...
You better not, because people will get mad. I got hit with a tire iron here the other night. But ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring out the very first gentleman for you this evening. He's all the way from Des Moines.
Jesus.
Don't tell me. Was that's the show the other night? It's out of sight, man.
When no one listens at all. Do you
I'll tell you, Mr. Henry, it's my pleasure, and thank you very much for allowing me to be a part of your show here. I understand you're having your studio redone.
We are having a studio redone.
Have you got a contractor for that?
Well, it's not the kind of a thing where you need a contractor.
But you have a architect?
Well, what are you asking?
Oh, I know that you need some kind of architecture, and I just want to go ahead and put my 2 cents in on that job. If you don't mind.
All right. Well, I don't mind that. Hey, Bozell, what do you bring to the table?
What do you mean, what do I bring to the table?
Well, I know you're a construction contractor, but Phil is looking to redesign his studio.
I know, and I've been hearing him talk about it. And I know that he had a guy in today. And I didn't hear anything about it.
All right. The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly... Oh, I'm going to the SC-UCLA game on Saturday night. My brother, Big Don Olander, came through with tickets, man. I had no idea. He's got 2 seats. Because I think he has season tickets for the for UCLA, and they play at the Rose Bowl. And I went to a UCLA game with Mike Keyes. When the fuck did we go to that game, Mike? It was back in the 80s. Back in the fucking 80s, I went to a couple of UCLA games. Went to one with Lindsey Guerrero from Westwood One, because Lindsey is a UCLA alum. Oh, no. Not her, man. Get her out of here. That Scotty Nell Hugh. Ay, Jesus, that woman. She's like, what the fuck have you got that woman on for, man? She is such an irritating presence. Why do they make you have her on, Lemon? Get her out of there. Fuck. Mr. Trump, she's from Nashville. She's got that southern accent, which is fine. I don't mind that. And Mr. Trump, and she's such a fucking blonde southern Republican, man. I can't describe it. It ain't good, though. God. Mike Wolf is the what? What I know. Dun, 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 dun. What? Prop?
Yes?
What the fucking hell, bitch? Bitch? All right. This is when my beard gets to be this length, I'm starting to look like a real fucking hobo. You know, I know, I get it. This is when, like, Lauren will, or any woman that has ever been in my life will say, are you going to get your beard cut? Make sure your beard's cut before, you know. We're going to a thing on Friday. Make sure you get your hair trimmed and your beard cut, you know. And it's finally sinking in. I do. I look like shit. With this sweatshirt, I look like I was sleeping out in the weeds or something. All right. Tell me, what is your life without me?
Yes, my pillow, you know, I look at this man who does my pillow. Have you seen him? Have you seen him? He is such a freak, man. He's such a freak, you know. I saw this guy, my pillow, you know. And it was fun for me, you know. But he's a freak, you know. He's on television. He says, this is my pillow. I don't know. I got to get way away from it. I have to go way away from it.
Well, you know, I started dating a young lady. I don't know if this is information that you need or not, but we have a special on this weekend. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up. We have the squash, and we have what is called, if you're a bachelor, and we have the squash, and we also have... we have the squash, and it's a man's Thanksgiving. That's what it is for me, and for guys like me that find themselves suddenly single on Thanksgiving.
Well, that's kind of sad.
No. Please don't feel sorry for me. It was all the better. You know, I was going out with Charlene, who was...
The young lady at the store?
Yeah, the young lady. That's a very good way of putting it. And she's nothing without me. And she decided she doesn't want to be dating me anymore. And I would say that I'm available. I'm Bob Green.
It said Bob Green's available. You think that Scotty Nell Hughes is so goddamn bitching? All right, here we go, man. You ready? Because I know I am. Testing 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Ba-na-na-na.